We about to talk some shit. Talk some shit. What up, what up, what up? You're tuning in to Talking Shh with Swag Lee.
Yeah.
And Cammy B. You already know. So on the show, we gonna be over here talking shh, which stands for stay humble, hustle hard. And you know, we walk it like we talk it over here. So you know, what shh is we talking today, Ty? What we talking about?
I think we talking about a little bit of...
I was talking to you about being new to the streets, you remember? Like, love and relationships. I'm kind of puzzled right now. I really don't know how to go about this. So, should I be signing up for dating apps? Should I be meeting someone just, I don't know, regularly on the street? But also, too, I'm trying to figure out, like, what do I expect from these niggas? You know what I'm saying? Like, what should they be bringing to the table? You a man, that's why I'm asking you. I need you to tell me. I need guidance. It's hard for a girl out here in the streets.
You know, I guess it just depends on who you're choosing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the mindset of that individual. Because that plays a part into, you know, how the whole relationship intertwinings are going to work, I guess is how you
right.
want to say it.
Now, do you think, like... a type of person has something to do with that? Like, okay, say if somebody's in the industry versus somebody is a guy who just, you know, works at FedEx or like, you
know? I think it used to matter. But I think Instagram and social media has made everybody feel like they're some shape, form, or fashion famous or,
right,
you know, have the possibility of being famous. Mm-hmm. So things have twisted in that arena. It's just the mentality, the maturity, and... the dedication, you know, how serious the dude is about you, how serious he is to try to, you know, put his best foot forward.
Right, because I don't think that matters in terms of, like, if you in entertainment or if you at FedEx, the type of person that you are, the core values, what your mama taught you, who raised you, is all that really matters at the end of the day. I do think that it kind of becomes harder for entertainment people, or it becomes harder for somebody who is heavily on the gram or something like that. So I even sometimes wonder, like, you saw that meme at one time, like, would you basically cancel a relationship for Instagram, or cancel Instagram for a relationship? Would you?
Yeah.
For real. So if you had a girl... and she was like, yo,
if it wasn't part of my business.
You said if it wasn't?
Part of my business.
Okay,
like if it was just
true.
Personal Instagram, yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not that important to have social media if you're really trying to be with somebody.
Oh, right, that's true.
But then again, I would probably work harder at trying to cure her insecurity than to be trying to, delete that. And we all know that women come with baggage and men come with hidden baggage. So, you know, most men want to hide their abuse or mental issues or things, and most women bring them into each relationship.
Now, then my question would be, is it a deal breaker? Say you had a girl who, that is her business, and she's on the gram, and maybe it's a little much for you. Now, she was like, I'm not deleting my Instagram again, da 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 da. How would you feel about that? Would it be a deal breaker, or would you just have to adapt and go with the flow?
No, because she was doing that when you met her.
Okay, true. And that's how I feel, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. If you knew this about her.
Yeah, men want to get in these women's lives and try to change them and turn them into, you know, little puppets and slaves and all of that good stuff. And it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't work well when they try to do that.
Right.
I do believe that it's a terrible situation for men to do that. I know a lot of situations some women are in. One of my cousins is in a situation right now where she probably got to get a restraining order on the guy because he just won't stop calling her and, you know, basically popping up at her house and kicking the door in. And then, you know, when she don't answer, and of course she won't let us do nothing to him. So,
and that's technically abuse. You know what I mean? Regardless if he actually put his hands on her or not, like blowing your phone up, harassment, I guess I would put it that way.
I mean, he's never hit her because at that point she ain't going to be able to tell us.
Yeah, nah.
Not to touch.
He's pulling up.
Yeah. He ain't never
hit her.
You
know what I'm saying?
But he's just controlling.
Harassing and controlling.
Yeah, he's controlling. So she doesn't want us, you know, because the men in our family are very protective. And we don't really play them kind of games. But, you know, it just is what it is. Like, you have right. to respect her and what she wants us to do. I just pray it don't end up, you know, in a bad situation, the way he tick off and go something crazy.
Now, do you think that him and his behavior was a result of what we were talking
about? Yeah, trauma. Some kind of trauma in his life. Some kind of right. control issues that he hasn't dealt with. Some kind of, you know, abuse or mental situations right. that he went through, you know?
And that's what I was going to say, too. Like, I feel like a lot of us, now that I'm entering the adult world of dating, so many people don't recognize that they have so many traumas from their childhood that they're carrying, and then they're putting it on other people. And it's easier to put, I think, your shit on the people you care about. Because when you meet someone for, I think, a certain amount of time, and you're just kind of hanging out and it's surface, you can kind of be whatever. But when it gets real, I feel like that's when the, I don't know what you want to call it, the facade or representative or whatever comes off. And then you get more comfortable actually releasing your traumas. But you don't even know that you're doing it. It's just because you're comfortable now. And now those things are being exposed because you're being your real self. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, because the presentation dies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody presents the person who they want you to see.
They
present the person who they, you know, want you to think they are. You know, as time goes on and experiences go on and as life goes on within that situation, that wears off.
Right.
And it becomes day-to-day life and your normal mental.
Okay, so then that's another question. How long do you think? Because for me, in the phases of dating, that makes me think, okay, this is the honeymoon phase. So how long do you feel like that actually lasts?
See, again, that depends on the people.
Because that's the part that scares me. Like, getting into a relationship and it's like, oh, my God, it's so cute. Oh, my God, we went here. We doing this and that. And the next thing you know, it's
I can't stand the get to know stage.
I think that's where I'm at with it, too.
I cannot stand it. It's the most.
But you can't skip it. That's the problem.
Well, here's my thing.
Like, how you going to skip it?
You know I'm a different type of nigga. So forgive me. But, I'm the dude. I operate strictly on spirit.
Okay.
Discernment. And auras, vibrations.
Right.
And I move accordingly. And meaning that I try to do exactly what my spirit or my aura or my that moment is calling for.
Okay.
So there are times where you have to not be yourself. You might want to reach out and put your arm around a girl or hold her hand, but you may not want to because then you may not feel, you know, she's at a stage. There are some women that you have to
that's true.
Slow roll. There are some women that you have to, or that believe in the 90-day rule. There are some women that believe in, certain, I'm not doing nothing before this. There are some women who are, you know, celibate. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, so you have to deal with whatever you're dealing with.
And right, then, and you have to feel it out. And that's what you mean, discerning.
Yeah, well, you have to be able to handle that. Like, if because some men can't handle a celibate woman.
That's true.
Like,
they don't sign up for it.
They don't. They, well,
but sometimes actually, they do because they think they can change you. Or
they don't even try to change you. They just want you. Well, some of them try to change you. Let me quit lying. But the goal, I don't think, is to change you. I think the goal is to wait out the celibacy or do what needs to be done for the, because some women.
Right, that's what I feel like. Sometimes it becomes like this celibate thing is like now a conquest goal versus.
Well, it depends because you can read the woman. Like for the most part, a wise man or a more mature man can read that you're celibate because of something, because of pain, because of hurt, because this, that,
that's
and other.
Real.
Compared to a woman who really is into I'm celibate for me or for God.
Right,
like those are
right.
two totally different things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like a woman is celibate for herself or for God, you may literally have to wait till you are married. Like she ain't playing with you.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
But a woman who claiming celibacy but still
you
feel vibrations. Yeah.
Right.
Like those are the ones that a dude will kind of wait out. But that's what he's waiting to see. He's fishing. You feel what I'm saying? Trying to see what type of woman she is. Like, is she one of those that's gonna, you know, give in? Or is she one of those that's really gonna make you put a ring on it?
Right. But the thing is, what I feel like, because I mean, I've been one of them girls who was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be celibate because, but it was always a because of something.
Yeah.
I can't say.
No, the majority are because of.
Right. Because, I mean, you will meet maybe a girl who literally has been like a virgin and celibate her whole life. Maybe.
Virgins, I'm not even.
Ooh.
We're
okay,
not even. That's a whole nother subject. Okay, because a virgin is somebody who's committed to that. If they're a virgin to me over 24.
Ooh, what's going on though? Because I just
No, you might as well just wait till you're married at that point. At that point, because
and especially too,
don't let nobody take that. To
exactly.
me,
if you waited that's that long, feel. That's how I
then,
feel.
Then just go ahead and say that for the husband. Yeah, you may be right. only the woman that may be late blooming and realizing later on in life you've only had one dick your whole life. Right. And now you're like, oh my God, is there anything else out
yeah,
here?
Yeah, but then that shit's tricky too, though, because once you let that shit go, you're going to be running around like, hey, I'm trying to get dick. You know what I'm saying?
Depends, though. Because if she messed around and got a rider, if she messed around and got a nigga that really put it down, she ain't really going to be looking for nothing.
Okay, that's
But if
true.
She's wondering.
Right.
If she's in the conversations with her homegirls and everybody's talking about these massive orgasms or these massive tricks that the men are doing. Or,
then you're going to just be curious.
The curiosity.
The curiosity, right. Yeah. But you know, that's another thing I felt like, I don't know, after a certain age, it is like, well, why? Why?
Which part?
Why be a virgin? Why be, you know?
I think
it's
how you raised.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think.
Because I do feel like I'm one of those girls who feels like you do need your experiences. Because I don't want to get to my husband and not have had that. Because then I feel like then there's going to be something bottled up in me. And I am going to be hearing my girlfriends. Yeah. And I am going to be curious because I'm like, oh, well, me and John was always together. And he do it like this. But you don't even really know what's out there. Yeah. But then the other part is I think that's how if you are being a virgin or celibate or whatever for God or for that whole situation, I do think God may be intended to be that way because you shouldn't have all these comparisons. That's why you probably would be satisfied and maybe stay married because you wouldn't have all these dicks to compare it to. But if you had better and you know you married the one who ain't even that good, that's going to always be in your mind. But if I never even took myself there, I would think that my nigga's shit was the shit.
You would.
You know what I mean? Automatically. I think that is something that is safe.
Are you because you don't know what you missed.
That's what I'm saying. But I think that in the Bible, I guess, and I don't know, the way I interpret it is like technically that's the way it should be, so you don't have all these comparisons, so that your husband is the only one and whatever you had was good enough.
Yeah, you see, the Bible is tricky though.
That's a whole nother subject, baby. I want to create like an Ebonics Bible because at the end of the day, the Bible got some really juicy stories. They was in there really scandalous too, though.
Listen, it ain't about scandal, it's just the fact that you have to understand the magnitude of control. And where did it start? It started in Roman times. It started with Julius Caesar.
Ooh,
like it started back then. And that's where control came into the thing. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, if you want to speak about the Bible, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to look high and low in that Bible to find a man that only had one woman.
Ooh,
so
that's something else,
We can set that aside for another day.
Okay.
That's the truth.
I think
that's
a good
where
one. We're going to have to write
women,
that topic.
Women don't want to...
Bible.
Women don't want to have that conversation because monogamy has been pushed to the American civilization. You travel the world, it's not as strong. But in the United States, it is strong because the United States is built on control. The United States is built on a business. The United States is a business.
Period.
So therefore, everything about it is a business. So they have to control you mentally, reproduction. They want to control everything so that you're able, you know, so that they can dictate without being dictators.
Hello.
Like the home of the, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, but it's really not.
Not.
You feel me? So it's
obviously
that, you know, they play with the Constitution as they see fit.
Right.
So it's just us realizing what age we are, what mental we have, what do we believe in? Because you will reach a place to where you have to decide your walk.
And that's it. And I think that goes with everything.
Yeah.
Back to the very first subject of dating. What is your walk? Because I think that in the day, dating becomes about who's going to walk with you with your walk and who's going to make you better from what you're already doing. And just like what we were saying, you can't really be judging somebody or making somebody have all these rules when you walked into a situation where this person was already on their walk. And I think that might be the thing that is important when you're dating, is just to remember who you are and like stay true to that. Because I think so many women in particular, I don't know if men fall so much into the trap, but you know, next thing you know, you was doing A, B, C, and D, and all of a sudden it's not as important anymore because now, you know, I'm supporting him and his business, and all of a sudden, you know, but my man did this, and so I'm doing that, and I'm not doing as much as I'm not going to dance anymore. I'm not playing piano like I used to. So I think that for me in particular, the lesson would be just to stay adamant about who you are and what you want and for yourself first, and whoever the other person is needs to come in and compliment that and enhance that for you a bit.
I think a man's, that's one of the duties that we're talking about, the duties of a man. The duties of a man is, as you know, beside the three P's, to please, protect, and provide.
Come on, three P's.
Outside of that, he should also be pushing his woman to.
Yes, that's to, so it's four P's now.
To be.
What? Go back, review it, because they need to like write that down, baby. I need to remember that. Ooh, say it again.
To protect.
Protect.
To provide.
To provide.
To please.
To please.
And to push.
And to push. The four P's.
You have to push her towards, you know, to be the best that she can be. You have
exactly.
To find her happiness, find her joy, find something that she can.
Yeah, happy, you know, girl, happy girl, happy wife, you know, happy saying? Life.
No, you know? I believe in that halfway. Oh. But because I do believe you can't be sad trying to please her all the time.
Exactly. You know, that's true. That's so true. It should bring you pleasure to bring her pleasure and to push her and to provide for her. So
I need a woman that's doing something.
Period.
You can't be a 9-to-5 woman with me. And if you are, you need to have a couple more side hustles, because I'm busy. And if it comes to you sitting around, then that's going to be an issue.
But see, that's once again, getting into the game, you would already have discerned and known, like, maybe that's not my girl, because all she does
is that depends on her presentation.
So if she's sexy enough, is what you're saying?
No. She can act like she's mentally ready.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And speak that talk and talk that talk, and then eventually get in it and then become the most nagginest woman you've ever met in your life, because she really wasn't ready. Or she really can't handle you being gone, or handle you being running around doing all the things you're doing. Like, she, you know, why can't I come? Why can't
that's
I go? You feel what I'm saying? It becomes that.
So then it's not even about you at that point. It's also about her signing up for you, because she started dating you knowing that you're gone all the time, knowing that you're busy. So
I'm not the average dude. Like, I left the house 3 weeks after graduation, literally. After graduation, three months
after graduation. The crib,
and I have never been back home.
Period.
And
well, we the same.
I'm home. Back home now.
Right, right.
For different reasons.
Right.
But I never went back home. And I haven't had a job, a 9-to-5, since my sophomore year of college. Nice. That's the last time I had a 9-to-5. That was 93.
Come on, 93.
So I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I refuse to work for anybody.
Right.
I refuse to have a boss. I refuse for somebody to tell me what time to clock in, what time to go home.
And then once you actually do experience that life and you succeed in it, it's like, why would I ever go back?
I'm not ever.
And I just kind of graduated from that world. And that was just an adamant decision with me and God, where it was just like, all right, let your talents provide for you. Don't go back to that. And I think that is a thing, too. It's like, once you set your mind to something, it truly can accomplish. But a lot of times it's just the security and it's the, you know, the guarantee that keeps you there versus you really just being
I tell you what, entrepreneurship
it's not for everybody. It's not made for everybody, sure.
Because there are days or months that you might not see a check.
That's always hard.
People get jobs and stay in that world for the security, because they know every 1 week or 2 weeks.
All right, so then
salary, like.
So the woman you're dating, she can't be 9-to-5, but can she be just a sole entrepreneur then?
She can.
Okay, so you cool with that?
Yeah.
All right, and do you prefer that?
I prefer a woman who's striving to do something.
Okay, but then if she is the same girl who is entrepreneuring and she doesn't have so much time, but maybe she's not making as much money, like you were saying, they go through dry seasons and spells, then how do you feel then? Because a 9-to-5 woman, at least we know she getting a paycheck all the time.
Yeah, but if you're in a relationship, her bills are supposed to be minute. Her bills are supposed to be...
Well, that's Mr. DeMarcus, baby.
Her bills are supposed to be possibly her cell phone. Possibly,
but everybody, possibly, it's 2021. That's not the how they kid. Out here running.
I don't care how they is, but this is how it's supposed to be.
Period. I believe in that too, and I think more people need to get that program.
Like, you know, if she has a certain particular car that she just got to have, you know, she might just want to, you know, that may be her bill or that car note
or
you know, something like that. But when it comes to that house,
the household as a unit, it's taken care of.
I mean, she might buy groceries.
Okay, well, shit.
You feel me? But as far as the light bill and the gas bill, the water bill, the rent for you the most part, man should 99% take care of that. And only fall off if he falls off.
That's where her savings.
Because she's been stacking bread. Is supposed to support until he's able to resume his position.
I agree.
But it's not supposed to flip flop and she just become the breadwinner unless she was a breadwinner.
If she was a breadwinner,
the man should still be able to, but you can't, there's certain breadwinners you can't match. Like, let's say you are a man who's making six figures.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Say you make 80,000 a year.
Okay.
So you ain't even got to reach six figures. But your wife is making six figures to seven figures. Now she's brought her life to a place to where her mortgage may be 5 racks to 10 racks a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He can't walk in assuming that at $80,000. So she would have to love him, he would have to love her, and then they would have to figure out what he's going to assume because he can't, that salary that he has don't match
her
lifestyle. So these are things that would have to be discussed as far if the woman is powerful like that. And there are instances out here to where the women...
Yeah, and that's more so what's happening nowadays than not, I think, sometimes. But
to me, it's too many men out there living off of women. It's too many men whose goal is to live off a woman, who literally go from woman to woman to woman to woman, house to house to house. That's how they survive.
That's some bullshit.
Because... you got a lot of gullible women. You got a lot of low self-esteem women.
That's true.
A lot of niggas with that mouthpiece.
With that piece. Let's be honest. Good dick will keep you longer than you're supposed to be there. And don't let them be a cutie, too. Man, shit. Listen, you can keep your good dick for now. I don't even want it, because that shit will have you thinking crazy. Next thing you know, your dick's a daisical. And like I said, now, whatever the business you have, it ain't quite the business it was. And that's what I am trying to avoid, okay? It's just life and love, and it happens. It does.
But it's timing. Like, you have to understand what that is. A woman got to discern her nigga and her nigga, and a man got to be real with himself. Like, it's more so of that, nigga. If you know you're not ready for that woman or what that woman talking about, then tell her that up front.
Yes, please.
Let her know what it is. That way she can decide how far she's going to let you into her life. You know, like, some women can, the majority can't, separate that.
What?
That how deep they let you in.
And that's what I'm saying. For women, it's so tricky, and I feel like... That's we were talking about control, but that's where the control happens. And I think that's another reason a lot of women choose celibacy, because once the dick gets involved, it gets tricky. And I mean, let's just be 100 about that. It does. And that's when it starts getting controlling, and that's when you know it. And if you know you got some good dick, you know you're going to control that ass, so you're going to try to get it in as soon as you can. So a chick like me won't be like, no, I'm celibate, because you already know what's up. So it's like, if I don't even get into that game yet, then I can still have control, because as soon as it happens, it feels like it goes out the fucking window. And that's some bullshit, and it makes me sad for us ladies, because I can't give anybody the formula about how to avoid that shit. It's something about, you know, like the lady said, when they hit the bottom, that's what it is. When they hit that bottom, baby, beware.
It is definitely the truth.
It's the truth, and it's no avoiding it. It's a fucking fact.
No avoiding it.
But then also, it ain't avoiding the chemistry. When it's a vibe, it's a vibe. And so that's, I mean, we gonna do what we gonna do. Have to really be strong about who you are and your walk, because there's always a chance that you could get dick sadaisical on that ass. It's always a chance, and you just don't know until you know. So
when I was saying discern, a woman gotta understand that there's, to me, my little breakdown is there's 5 levels of maturity in a man, and you got to understand what these levels are and where you're entering his life. Because level one is a man that's going to fuck anything moving. He don't give a damn. He young-minded. And if it's sexy, he on it.
Right.
Whatever sexy to him is. You got level two who's going to
be... I think most of them at about a level one. The young ones.
You're going to be a little bit more picky on level two. You're not going to fuck everything, but you go put some notches on your belt.
Mm-hmm.
Level three, you more so like relationships. This the middle ground. It's the man that
he like relationships. Right.
Or he likes that one girl who he likes to spend most of his time with,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a relationship or not. But he go step out every 1 to 3 years.
Oh.
That's the mid range of man. That's the majority of men.
So back to my question. You think that's the honeymoon phase is over at that point?
No, that's just the majority of men. That's what you're dealing with. That is level three men for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Level four, same thing. Relationship driven, companionship driven.
Okay.
But he only goes step out there. Well, maybe 3 to 5 years. He just go.
But you didn't have no nigga on that list that don't step out at all. So what you saying?
Level five.
Oh, sorry, I got mad.
Is a man who's just, he's not gonna physically cheat.
So he'll flirt. See the other part that's worse
flirt.
To me.
No, it's not. Because flirting is something that keeps a man's ego up. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, what if it keep my ego up?
A woman go always flirt. A woman go always get hit on. A woman go always get asked for her number. A woman go always get pulled over. A woman go always get honked at.
So then this is my other question. Do you think that monogamy is really possible then?
I mean, but there's level. There's
levels there's to monogamy
level,
too.
There's level five with that I'm done.
What's that? Oh, okay.
So the level five with the I'm done, mean he's the woman that he has is the one that changed him. The woman that he has is the one that basically consumed his heart,
mm-hmm.
to a point to where he's like, nigga, I'm good. I'm going home.
Right.
Even though the first level five is the same guy, he not cheating on his woman either. But he likes the attention.
Okay.
So therefore, you know, he'll be the attention. But a level four nigga is a good nigga, a level five nigga is a good nigga, and a level five when I'm done is about as perfect as you
can. So
my
question is, do all these same rules apply to women? Can they?
I don't know what women do. Women do what they do. I'm not a woman.
Okay.
I got a lot of female friends that tell me a lot of shit.
So if I said the same exact thing to you, yeah, level one, I'm going to be walking out and all this kind of stuff, how would that sound from a female's perspective? Do you think that would be acceptable?
You have no choice. They're called facts.
Okay.
Like they know what you're going to do. Create a clone? Like there's no... You are one of these types.
Okay.
Like, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Yeah. And I mean, I do think that women probably do fall in the category. What I do think is that the way that women handle themselves about those things is different.
Women are flyer.
Yeah.
Women are way more, you know,
smoother. Yeah, because if they are stepping out, you 9 times out of 10, you didn't know it.
Yeah, they're way more smoother. But like I say, you can't never knock a woman. Because I said, a woman go get hit on at least 10 times a week. I don't care if she look like Shanae. Like, she go get hit on. Like, it's just...
Yeah, that's
it
real.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You understand? Like, a man ain't necessarily... A man could walk 2 years and never get a woman to say 2 words to him.
That's
like, without ever being cracked
real.
On. You know, a woman might look and twirl
her
hair.
And that's why I think
hair,
it becomes
like,
more upsetting
something.
When a man does cheat, because those are the facts. I think a woman sometimes finds herself in a scenario because of the push-up, because of the effort, because of the aggression. But the men are the ones who actually are doing that. So it's like, okay, if you're my husband and I know you end up in a situation, I know it's because you started that shit. 9 times out of 10. Okay, maybe not started it, but you were the one to initiate getting into it or what. Okay, all right, fine. Maybe you shaking your head, but at the same time, you get what I'm saying.
No, he permitted it.
Okay, permitted it.
He permitted it to happen.
Right.
He may not
but
have
your
been.
Statement
he
of
might
saying
not,
they don't.
Because women are more aggressive to marry men.
Oh, Lord, honey. Yeah.
When a woman knows a man got a woman, she is all.
That's
dude,
weird. I'm not that girl,
ball.
But I guess I'm
going to tell you why.
Tell me why, what?
Why women do that.
Okay, what?
You got women out here who live by the code. I don't fuck with married men.
Yeah, that's me.
Right? But there's, I honestly think in today's time, the majority
I just don't want that karma
of women,
in my life.
I don't even think people care about no karma no more.
I do.
The majority, that's us. Okay. The majority of women that I've run across, because that's all I can speak of, more of them will fuck with a married man than not, because they know they ain't got to worry about that man in their business, blowing their ass up, doing all that other shit. It's see you when I see you. And that's how some of these women who have these lives set, you know, want to walk. You know, they don't want to be bothered and you know, pursued or whatever. I'm not saying nothing is right. I'm just saying to each his own. Right. And these are things that I'm aware of.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, this is just what it is. This is what we're living in. This is where it's at now. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you see why I'm so confused and I'm upset? I don't know what to do, child. Help me, child. Swaggly. I need help.
I tell every woman the same thing, man.
What is it?
Wake up every day. Try to make money and live your life through whatever your talent is. Mm-hmm. Try to find happiness within yourself. And then whatever you add to your life, just make it also bring joy or support.
There you go.
And to me, that's what needs to be everybody's focus, but especially women, because women are such targets.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, whatever you add to your life, you have to make it support whatever you are or want, or it's bringing you joy, happiness, laughter.
There you go.
Fun.
Whatever's enhancing your life. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a good way to kind of wrap that up, because, I mean, baby, you gotta give me a whole lot to chew on. I wasn't ready for all that shit. All that shh. So, yeah, we over here talking that shh, and we staying humble and we hustling hard. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be back, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Listen, we're gonna be back a lot of episodes, you know what I'm saying? This is our introduction episode, I guess you want to call it episode one. So, yes, I hope y'all continue to watch us, and we'll be back next week to do a little bit more.
You know, shh, talking. Okay, holla.